Good morning. 6:23 a.m. Monday, September the 14th. Oh my God, the month's almost half over. So it is Monday. It is early. It's largely still dark. The 6 o'clock hour is well before dawn now. And yeah, we'll be walking in the dark at least a few days a week. Just because. So today, this week is another 4-day week for the kid. She has Friday off for school disenchantment day for the teachers. And she has it off. So, yeah. Oh, where are we? I've been writing up little system vignettes to try to come to grips with the whole toehold culture. And trying to think of what are the pieces that need to be there to make this a viable setting in order for my characters to play there. Because I've had this sort of nebulous notion of what the dark side is. And I've been calling it the dark side. And somebody pointed out that probably the people in that region don't think of it as the dark side. Yeah, which is a very good point. Not only do they not think of it as the dark side, they don't think of it as a thing. They think of very individualistically. This is in the region that comprises the Western Annex, but is not part of Confederated Plenists Joint Committee on Trade. It's not part of the Western Annex in terms of Confederated Planets. So I've been toying with these ideas of the Smuggler's Tales. And it may well be that I need to change this. Because while there can be smuggling, the reality of the CPJCT that I've set up is that there isn't really any good reason for it, other than circumventing the chain of custody and keeping your money in your pocket instead of in the Confederated Planet's pocket. So, yeah, interesting challenges here. How are those stories going to be different from Trader's Tales? How are the people going to be different from those folks who are flying for, like, Federated Freight? I've sort of set the stage that they aren't any different at all. They're just who's on the inside and who's on the outside. And the question of smuggling becomes how permeable is the barrier? So I've been writing these little one-page vignettes, entries in the Traveler's Guide to Toehold Space. I've got two of them posted on the Golden Age Facebook group. I've got a third one written. That gives a hand wave to how do they do business? So perhaps it is time for me to start. Maybe I'm ready now. I've been thinking about how smugglers smuggle. And the difficulty is in docking a smuggler ship at an orbital, because orbitals check credentials. And even though only the Confederated Planets do a customs inspection, They all check credentials. They all track financial transactions, so that if you dock at a Confederated Planets, if you dock at an orbital, any orbital, a Confederated Planet knows how much water, how much fuel, how much air, your logistics, how much food, all of that. Good morning. So the Confederated Planet knows all of that. They know where you've been, and because you have to file a flight plan, where you're going. Now, you can say you're going someplace and then go somewhere else, but then if your ship shows up again and it doesn't ever show up where it's supposed to be, then that sets off a chain of flags that are somewhat problematic. So there are some other mechanisms in place to allow this to take place. One is through ship-to-ship transfer. So you meet at a designated location and trade cargoes, which still requires some ability to handle cargo cans and containerized freight in various forms, which is not insurmountable. But if you get underway with one thing from one port and dock at the next port with something else in the can, that is problematic. Now, there is the black market, the flea market. And so far, really, all we've seen in the flea market is the people who set up tables. We haven't really talked about vendors who don't have tables. We also haven't talked about cargo brokers. Cargo brokers we've referred to in numerous occasions. I think Otto Krug's grandmother is a broker at the orbital in St. Cloud. And we've talked about perhaps Ishmael retiring to become a broker. So there are brokers and there are brokers. And as I was going through the money laundering scheme, it occurs to me that there's a perfectly good cargo laundering scheme in that really all they need is a front, say for example, an asteroid mining operation that's set up, you know, out in the belts. It's not in the Goldilocks zone, it's not deep in the gravity well, it's well out there. And so sending in a freighter full of iron, say, to a station that produces iron just means that station's iron production for the quarter goes up. And if you do that once a month, and you sort of put the various iron ores together so they don't actually show up as the same, you know, there's not a big clump on Tuesday and then nothing on Thursday, then you don't need as many people to mine that much iron. And yet you do have a justification for ordering extra supplies. So an opportunity for trading bunk post metal for food becomes relatively straightforward. And likewise, and wherever there are food producers, it's a little more difficult because a lot of the food in the Confederate planets is grown and developed on planet. So somehow you have to sort of get in the middle of that, which is perhaps where the brokers come in. And then there's the issue of the ship itself. If you dock a ship, how do you hide where it's been? And we've already seen that it's possible to do, which is one of the things that has the Trade Investigation Commission a little bit squicky, because it shouldn't be possible to do that. And yet the Chernyakhova is a ghost. The Chernyakhova shows up, disappears, shows up, disappears. It's usually gone before anybody realizes that there's a problem. It's one of the liabilities that the Confederated planets have, in that they control the communications, they control the horizontal, they control the vertical, they control the commerce, the communications, and they're notoriously bad at it. They're notoriously bad at it. So something that happens on one end of the system, it can get to the other end of the system by word of mouth almost faster than CPJCT can transmit it. That's not a problem in toehold space. yeah, toehold space is fun. Toehold space is... toehold space is fun. I think toehold space may be where we go. We sort of ignore the CPJCT going forward. I don't know, maybe. I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll have to see. I like the universe. I like the world. I like the certain reliability of it. But in terms of storytelling, perhaps that's not the most efficacious universe to play in. We'll have to see. I don't really know. So yesterday was another one of those, oh my God, I slept in, and by the time I realized what time it was too late to go to walk. I didn't want to talk while I was walking past the dog. The guy with the black lab was just came around the corner. He made the dog sit and stay while I walked by. And so I didn't want to talk to the dog and encourage him to break his sit. So yeah, yesterday was one of those, really? It's 8 o'clock, I'm just getting out of bed. I think I was tired. I'm pretty sure I was tired. And so yesterday was one of those, it was sort of, what? How can it be over already, days? I did get to play a little bit on Eve yesterday. The trading experiment is doing very well. It's been going on for about, I think it's like 2 weeks tomorrow that I've been experimenting with trade. And so far I've just been doing trading in hubs. Station trading in hubs, buy low, sell high, in the hub. Buy it cheap on the hub with a buy order, and then turn around and sell it for a profit in the same hub without moving it. You can do this in a shuttle. I've done some moving around. I've gone out and picked up some low-priced goods and brought them back. I haven't done it very much, but I've done some of that. And I started Beverly Aerith to see what a brand new character with no skills could do. And I've given her a month's worth of training. I had an extra Plex, so I gave her a month's worth of training. I buy Plex when it's on 10% sale and keep a few tucked away just for these kinds of activities. And then, so I started trading, and with Beverly, the problem was she didn't have enough money. She started gaining trading skills right away, but had no things to sell, no standing with the station, so taxes were high. She didn't have any of the accounting skills. She didn't have any of the skills that reduce transaction costs. So it's difficult for her to get stuff to sell. So what I had her doing was walking around behind one of my high-level characters running L4s, security missions, and salvaging, looting, really. Good morning. To pick up loose modules, to pick up the odd bits and pieces of this and that. Most of it is trash. I've discovered that most of the sell orders aren't worth as much as the reprocessed minerals from scrapping the material. Particularly where there's like an 0.01/100th of a credit value on something. I'm not going to sell it for a credit when I can take a module that should be worth 7,000 or 8,000 credits and turn it into 3,000 credits worth of minerals. So yeah, I'm doing a lot of crunching. If I have some time at the end of her month, I may give her some salvage skills so she can fly a Noctis or something, just to streamline the process a bit. We'll have to see. But she's only been gone about a week and is already closing in on 100 million ISK. Now that's... you do pretty well coming out of the career agents, but 100 million ISK in a little more than a week is a little bit astonishing. Philip is closing in on 800 million. He started with 600 million, so it's about 200 million earned in about 2 weeks. And Ishmael has this morning, he's sitting at 180 million from his starting point of 10 million. And he only has five trade slots. He can only put five trades up at a time, buying or selling, whatever. He can only have five active at any given time. And yet, he's made huge, huge amounts of money for what his skill set is, for where he is in terms of the game. So yeah, trading is actually possible. I always heard about people doing it and thinking, you can't, this is crazy, you can't possibly. But in fact, you can. You can. Oh, so everything is soggy. The guy's over there mowing the back porch. The back porch. park behind the house. And it's what, Monday? It's only Monday. Okay, I gotta get in and get the kid awake, get her some breakfast, get this day underway. But for now, I'm at the back gate. And tomorrow was another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.